Hello, everybody. This is Miss Sphero, and I'm here today with Gavin. How's it going?
Good.
Good. Gavin, tell us what's new in the news from room 209.
Today, we just necessarily, started. Our C is for a California book.
What? Okay, C is for California. You're making a book?
Yeah.
Yes, and what letter did you do first?
T is for transcontinental train.
Railroad,
Yeah.
What do you know about the Transcontinental Railroad?
It met in Utah.
That's right. People worked on it from one coast or side of the country. They worked towards the center.
Yes.
And they met in Utah. And do you know anything else about it?
That they made a golden peg, and then on the top of it, it was marked on it. It said, "The last peg."
The last peg.
And then it had to be pegged down by another one because...
Oh, we've never had the phone ring in the middle of our thing. Hold on, everybody. All right, here we are. The phone call has over, and I'm back with Gavin. So, Gavin, tell us, where were we? We're talking... Oh, yes.
We were on the
Transcontinental Railroad. So, yes, you did T is for Transcontinental Railroad as part of your C is for California book today. All right, that's cool. What is the most interesting thing that happened today?
I think us dancing. So today was the last day of dance.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And did we make one up?
Yeah, we made one up with common day uses, like shooting a basket, dribbling a ball.
Yeah, it was kind of sports themed, huh?
Yeah.
We borrowed some actions and movements from sports today in our dance. That was cool. Teach us one thing you learned today.
That Cutwater and Pinch Your Nose Billy.
Wait, first, before you tell us, who are those two people?
They're the antagonist from The Whipping Boy.
Yes, and so what about them?
They thought that Jemmy, the whipping boy, that he was the actual prince because he was way smarter than Prince Brat.
Yes. Yes. He is so smart that they didn't believe that he wasn't the real prince. They thought right. So that was pretty interesting. Do you think Jemmy is smarter than the prince?
100%.
100% agree. And now a little bit about you. What didn't you know you could do until fourth grade?
That I could multiply fractions that well.
Ah, okay, cool. So what do you know about fractions? You can multiply them. Do you know what 2 times half is?
1.
That's right. Do you know what 4 times half is?
4 times half?
Uh-huh.
2.
2, that's right. Oh my gosh, you're multiplying with fractions. Unbelievable. You're so smart. You are very smart. Do you know that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Lastly, Gavin, what would you like people to know about you?
I
want to
be a game developer.
Ah, what do game developers do?
They create games.
Do you know who you want to work for?
Maybe Epic Games.
Yeah? And what kind of game do you see yourself developing?
Maybe a third-person shooter game.
Yeah? Do you play those games?
Yeah.
What's your favorite one?
Maybe Fortnite or COD. Call of Duty.
Yeah?
No, it's not third-person.
No, it's not. Do you feel like you have any ideas on what the setting of your game would be?
Maybe something like PUBG or...
Like what?
PUBG or Fortnite.
What's PUBG? Is that another game?
Yeah.
So like an island?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, cool. Well, thanks for being here, Gavin.
Yeah.